Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. Dom time. Let's go straight away to John McNesby, the head of the FOP in Philadelphia here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, John, how have you been? And thanks for jumping in today. Appreciate it.
Thanks, man. I appreciate the time. How you doing?
Very good, John. John, tell me, is there something the media, and it might be a million things, is not reporting here, something you saw as a point of emphasis, first of all, with the shooting? The cops I spoke with said these guys did it beyond the textbook because we're in a heightened sense here, particularly with Krasner and everything else. In other words, they let themselves, this guy, get closer maybe than would have happened when you were out there on the street 10, 15, 20 years ago. So they did everything possible to avoid this.
Yeah, I mean, unless I'm seeing something else, I know the investigation's ongoing, but I mean, you saw what you saw, and it's unfortunate, but I mean, our officers aren't, you know, they did what they were trained to do, and they're also, they want to go home at night. I mean, this guy, they didn't happen upon that area. They were called there. This guy, by all accounts, was a problem in the community. 18 priors, 5 for assault on police, and you know, he ignored numerous commands, numerous orders to drop the knife, and then he lunged at him. I mean, you know, he left the officers with no choice. I mean, they don't look to go to work to hurt anybody, but they also want to go home safe at night while protecting the community.
Yeah, that hasn't been emphasized in the media, John, and I'm glad you had the official thing. 18 priors and 5 assaults on cops. Do we know if he should have been behind bars at this point and given Larry Krasner's policies?
By all accounts, he was out on probation, you know, but that's still, everybody's still looking at that. But, you know, again, this is, you know, it's bad for the city. It's bad for the cops. It's bad for everybody involved. But, you know, we're out there trying to do our job, protect the community. And you know what? It's time for somebody in the city to really start stepping up and backing the officers, because it's not happening right now. I mean, you know, we had a mayor that rushed to put a statement out within minutes. I mean, he should have just sat on the steps of the house and wrote a check. I mean, how about the officers that are out there? How about those officers that are involved reaching out to them? That's not happening.
No. And again, John, I think sometimes it's not even agenda. News media, I'm suspect, except for some, don't understand this idea that you're not going to let a person get right up on top of you with a knife before you have to protect yourself. It just amazes me. And some shoot him in the leg. Thing I wanted to ask you, though, in your judgment, if you can talk to this, tasing in a situation like this, how are officers trained? Does everybody have taser training? Is there enough tasing equipment out there?
No, we don't. I mean, they're not, everybody is equipped with a taser, nor are they trained. So that's, you know, everybody can Monday morning quarterback. I don't believe that these officers were equipped with a taser. I'm not sure of that, but you know, I'll let the department, you know, speak on that end. But the fact is that, you know, you give the officers no other choice. They followed the letter of the law. They followed the letter of their training, and yet they're still being crucified everywhere. You know, and it's not they did their job. It's simple as that.
How about the aftermath of this, John, you know, that went on for hours, the looting and all that? One cop, I hope that she's okay, hit by a pickup truck. Thank God they didn't have to fire on him. They got him. 12 in hospital. And then across the city, robberies of pharmacies, ATM explosions. What are your thoughts on what went on in response to all this?
Well, it's complete lawlessness. I mean, there's no excuse for that. That's not protesting. What? At what point does somebody think it's okay to throw a brick or a cinder block at a cop or through a building or through a business and start looting and lighting things on fire and exploding things? That's not normal activity. So, again, lack of leadership. You know, we need to step up. We need to get a hold of the city, the murders, the kids being killed. Let's get a grip of this and stop with the, you know, there's times where you have to enforce the law, and these are it.
So, John, what happens next with these cops? So they're, I guess, on desk duty or they're off for now?
Yeah, you know, they'll go to EAP and make sure they're okay. And, you know, they'll go through training and they're going to, you know, have to be cleared through the through the district attorney's office, which may take a while. But, you know, we're there to support them. They have a lot of support within the police department and a lot of good people in this city. So they keep their heads up and, you know, hopefully get through this.
Absolutely. John, thank you. Thanks as always. Stay well, and we'll talk
soon.
Man.
You got it.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.